With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, Ethan here. Before we jump into this episode about Castlevania, I just wanted to say that this Saturday, November 3rd, me, Jamie, and Peter will be streaming for children's charity through Extra Life. So if you wanted to come by and support that, just go to twitch.tv/theloreboys and you can get more information there. With that said, enjoy the episode.
Hello and welcome to the Gore Bones Podcast. My name is James.
Okay, good.
I have
that's not the name that we decided on.
No.
But sure, yeah, okay.
I'm supposed to have a spooky one. Oh, Graves Miller. I am Graves Miller.
Yeah, I like how you used the name your parents gave you instead of the one that we gave you. Nice.
And I'm joined here with
Peter O'Donoghue. That's the best
Ethan
I can get.
Pallbearer. There's only one thing Jamie finds scarier than the grave, and that's his life.
Ooh.
Happy Halloween, yeah. Charlie Brown.
Hi, everybody. It's the Great Pumpkin.
This will release on Halloween, Halloween Day.
Halloween.
And
2018, if you're listening to this in the past.
That rhymes with Halloween.
Whoa.
So does 17 and 16 and 15.
This whole decade's pretty good for Halloween.
Yeah, not bad, actually.
All these rhyming dates.
We got, we've only got like 14 more months to go before that's
2012.
2020 Halloween? Are you fucking kidding me?
2010 teen, Peter, come on.
Oh, yeah.
kid doesn't know how counting works.
Sorry, guys. I just draw the pictures.
So today I wanted to talk about Castlevania. It's a little bit spooky.
Okay.
Get some vampires.
Castles are scary.
Yep.
And anything ending in Vania is scary. Pennsylvania is
terrifying.
Yeah, well, anything in Ania can be pretty scary, too. It usually means extreme of something, right? Or I don't know.
Ania? Oh, like Ania?
Ania, anything with Ania at the end.
Really?
Like, what's megalomania mean?
Ego, like you're obsessed with ego.
Yeah.
Or your ego.
Is that not egomania? Yeah.
I said that just because Ethan would know the answer.
What's the difference? Oh, God.
Oh, fuck.
Ethan wasn't listening. But I did say that just because I knew Ethan would know the answer. Yeah.
But I'm starting to think that I don't.
No?
Pete said egomania. Maybe it's that.
Like someone who's egomaniacal?
It's totally possible.
Megalomaniacal?
So we're talking about egomania.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Video game. Correct.
we're talking about the id, ego, and super ego, right?
Yes.
Walk us through it, James.
Sigmund Freud's famous game, Castlevania, by Konami. The first, it follows the Belmont clan and Dracula. Most of the games are this. I want to talk about the Belmont clan from the beginning.
Okay.
And the first game was released in 1986, 1987.
Okay.
And it was named Castlevania.
I have never played it.
No?
I have never played a Castlevania game. No, that's not true. Like I was saying earlier, I played Symphony of the Night for maybe 20 minutes.
Okay.
That's a very well-respected one, right?
It's, yeah.
Yeah, that's the PlayStation 1 one, I think.
That's the one I believe that has the dumb line, "What is a man but a little pile of lies?" Or some English, poorly translated nonsense.
Very well could be.
It doesn't make, well, and I'm a little pile of lies.
Who made Castlevania? Konami?
Konami. Yeah.
Konami?
Koname.
Yeah, so the first game was in 1987, like that. It was named Castlevania, and it featured Simon Belmont as the protagonist and Dracula as the antagonist.
Dr. Acula?
Yep. And this game was on the Super Nintendo.
Okay.
And we're not going to talk about this game at all, because canonically,
it
is the sixth game in the series.
Chronologically.
But it's the first one that came out.
Okay.
Okay.
First one that came out in real life, but if you were to explore the Castlevania universe, it's the sixth game.
Okay.
How many games are there?
A lot. Like, okay. Six would not be halfway, I don't think.
Okay. There's probably like 20.
Yeah, there's a lot, but a large chunk of them are even omitted from canon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Konami released like this timeline, and it starts in like what year is it? 1094 AD.
Oh shit!
And that's where we're gonna start too. But
that stands to reason. What with the theme of our podcast?
Yep. We talk about the lore. So we're gonna focus on Castlevania: Lament of Innocence.
Okay. Oh, dude, these games have such fucking good, terrible subtitles.
Such good, yeah. edgy titles.
Yeah. Like Rondo of Blood.
Or Symphony of the Night, honestly.
What is Rondo? What is a Rondo?
It's a circle.
Is what you tell someone when they're mistaken.
When you're
Rondo.
When you're starting a satanic ritual, you have to make a Rondo of Blood before the star.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. It's the circular bit.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So we start off in 1094 AD. It's medieval times. Monarchy is weakening at this point, and feudal lords are kind of on the rise. So there's more like sections of power rather than a monarchy with power over everything.
Was this like set in Transylvania?
In Transylvania, okay. In medieval times.
Okay, so Castlevania is in Transylvania?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I don't know history, but I think this is around the time of Richard the Lionheart, so I would say monarchy is just getting started.
Okay, well, in this game...
As far as England is concerned.
That's fair. Yeah, this game, it's kind of... It's there, but it's weakening, and feudal lords are starting to take over, and the people who enforce law work with the church.
Okay.
And these are knights, and they aren't directly tied to the feudal lords, but they kind of serve them through the church.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Hire a knight.
Exactly.
And like a samurai.
Hire a knight, save a cowboy.
And there's two main knights that we're focusing on.
Okay.
One, they're part of an unbeatable company because of these two guys. They're the best. Yeah, there's Leon Belmont and Matthias Kronquist.
Kronquist.
Yes.
Matthias Kronquist.
Matthias Kronquist. At your service.
And the Belmont boy.
And Leon Belmont.
And so I'm Leon Belmont. Hell yeah.
He's a protagonist from Resident Evil 4, right?
Yeah.
Who is the protagonist for Resident Evil 2?
Leon Kennedy.
Oh.
Also, Resident Evil 2.
Yeah.
Wow. I know nothing about that game. That was another option for the spooky cast.
For the spooky cast tonight.
Yep.
Ooh. So much spook. Vampires and zombies? Oh, no.
My heart can't take it.
No, that's all scared. That's my sixth cup of coffee, probably.
Yeah. The person next to you is a murderer, by the way. Wherever you are listening to this right now. Yeah, the person next to you is a murderer.
There's three of us. Are we all murderers? It's the circle of not lives.
That was more for the listeners at home or on the bus.
So Leon Belmont, he is known as a fearless warrior. He's able to best anyone in hand-to-hand combat.
Okay.
He's like the really good fighting guy.
Okay.
Matthias Kronquist, he's the genius tactician. He's an alchemist. And he's one of the few people who actually has an education in medieval times.
In 1049 or whatever.
So that's like the dynamic between those two. One is really, really good fighter. The other one's really good thing.
It's a jock and a nerd who beat all odds and became friends.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, man, it's the best buddy cop movie.
Yeah. Jamie, now I know last week Peter did Kindergarten Cop instead of telling us about Silent Hill.
Sure did.
Is this 21 Jump Street? You gotta tell me right now if this is 21 Jump Street.
No, I promise you, this is just Castlevania.
I can't be betrayed 2 weeks in a row.
Not after six cups of coffee, okay?
So these two guys are best friends. They're the reason why their company always wins all of their battles undefeated. Like, they've never gone into a fight and lost.
Okay.
So they're awesome.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much any living warrior, right?
What if they retreat? Okay, that's where you're going.
Well, not really. You can be maimed.
Oh, yeah, I guess you could be maimed, yeah.
Yep.
And I guess if you're two people, you could leave your friend to die and escape yourself. Maybe they were once three and had lost a battle. And
we don't talk about that third guy.
Yeah. We two have never lost a battle.
That's because we just held up our other friend to just get riddled with arrows.
They're constantly hiring knights to just throw in the path of enemies.
That's his brilliant tactician, is that he squats behind him, and then whatever, Belmont pushes him over and trips him like, nerd!
So they're having fun. They're pushing people over each other. They're having a great time.
Bullying vampires or whatever.
Yeah. Pulling out rugs from underneath other knights and they're falling into spike pits. Yeah.
Like down a flight of stairs.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
but all of this fun comes to an end.
Oh, dang.
Because Matthias comes home after a successful campaign, but he finds out that his beloved wife had died due to sudden illness.
Oh. So,
tactician dude, really not happy. Matthias, he was bedridden with grief for over a year.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So, in the meantime, Leon goes out and he keeps on fighting without Matthias.
Okay.
He has to change up his plans a little bit. He doesn't have anyone to bend over to push.
Yeah, that's
the guy
it.
Over
yeah, this is when he starts pulling the rugs. And yeah. He starts carrying like a cartoonishly sized wooden mallet to bonk people on the head with.
Yeah, yeah.
So they get the one big bump and the little birds that fly yeah. around it. Yeah.
Paints wooden doors with big clasps on walls yeah, that yeah. you can't get through.
Brings a picture of a hole to yeah. throw underneath people.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's the Looney Tunes then?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Something like that.
So his boyhood pranks apparently couldn't save his wife, though.
No,
no.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, yeah, Matthias is at home right now. Wife's dead. Matthias is at home. Leon, he has a fiance, okay. but she's fine. And he's off to back to work.
Your wife died? That's sad. My fiance is still alive. I'm going to leave town.
You want to be the best man at our wedding?
So he still has to uphold, like, his company needs to still win. And if Leon's not there, they're going to lose some friends. So
right.
Leon goes out and continues successful battles. They don't lose at all because of the hands of Leon. He just saves.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Think I don't need that nerd.
Yeah, I can run this company all by myself.
Exactly. So these guys are all religious, remember that. So
okay.
They start to see less and less enemies that they're actually trying to fight or heretics of the church. And start seeing actual monsters around. And they want to go and kill the monsters, but the church's like, no, don't kill monsters, only heretics.
Yeah.
This is way more important.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's it.
I understand these things, drink blood, probably eat babies, but that guy over there, he doesn't believe in God.
Yeah, he doesn't yep. believe in God.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus!
He made fun of my holy robes. Get him! He said the sacrament is stupid. Beat him up!
Picture just like a vampire like sucking the blood of someone and like they're just walking past that guy yeah, yeah. and like slitting the throat of a guy in yeah. rags as he spoke against the church.
Can't afford to pay up, eh?
Yeah.
Pay your tithe.
Yeah. Like a bunch of zombies just like descending on like these like women just walking through the forest. Just like, no, get him.
So the church said, don't go fight the monsters, only the heretics. So Leon goes on for a while. About a year passes. This is the year that Matthias is in bed.
Right.
And Leon comes home one day and he speaks to Matthias. And Matthias says that monsters were coming, like where the monsters are coming from is a vampire in a castle. And
he really did need him to tell him that. He's like, yeah. is Leon Belmont so stupid? He was just like, oh, yeah. Where all these monsters keep coming from? And even the depressed guy is just yeah. like sitting there staring out the window holding a cold cup of coffee yeah. in a bathrobe. He's like, well, they're coming from the vampire castle.
Yeah.
And he's like, wait, what?
Well, yeah. Vampire castle? Where is that?
Just like, wait, it's the... right over there. It's, yeah, like it's constantly silhouetted by the moon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's a good joke, but like they can't actually see it. Like it's enshrouded by a forest that is internal darkness surrounds this castle. So they don't actually see it.
Yeah, you know that castle we saw with the in the forest of eternal darkness? Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the forest it's completely darkened by some vampiric magic that we'll get to know a little bit better later, but that's all you need to know.
Yeah, vampires are magic, spoilers.
Yeah. But really important, Matthias also tells Leon that the vampire in that castle kidnapped his fiance and brought her back to the castle.
By the way, he's got your wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you might want to have opened with that.
Yeah.
How you doing? Oh, the monsters are coming from the spooky castle in the forest. Yeah. What else is going on? Oh, you got your wife.
Yeah.
The fiance, yeah. But...
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. It's not that serious.
Yeah.
But Matthias, she is my future wife.
Yeah.
So the church would not let Leon go to save his fiance because that was fighting monsters. They weren't heretics. They're just monsters.
We're unsure of their beliefs, so we just assume they're Christian.
Yeah.
So Leon had no choice but to give up his title as Baron and renounce his title in the church, I guess, and leave the church for the time being.
He quit his job as poor people knee breaker for the church?
Yes.
Oh, no.
That selfish bastard.
Yeah.
How can he leave this country in its time of need?
Yeah, how
people
dare
are disappearing, and he's just gonna walk away from his government job like that?
Yeah,
it's probably all the heretics that are making people disappear.
Yeah,
not the spooky monster castle.
Yeah, it must have been a really big step for him to step away from that because he dedicated his whole life to it. But he doesn't.
Yeah, well, the only thing you really had to go on for you and back in the day was fucking church or dysentery, so
I'm gonna keep fighting for dysentery though.
Yeah. God, I love diarrhea. A little spring cleaning.
So Leon sets off on an Oregon trail to get to the castle. And
Oregon Sylvania.
Yeah.
Trail Sylvania.
He travels through the spooky forest enshrouded by eternal darkness from the vampiric magic. We got to that a little sooner. This is caused by the vampire in the castle.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the vampire's name?
I've
been waiting for it.
Uh-oh. It's Walter
Cronkite.
No, it's Walter Bernard or Bernhard. There's an H. It's like
Bernhard
and then hard.
Okay.
But I think it's Bernard is how you pronounce it. But
Bernard.
Yeah.
Can Draculas be killed by burning them?
I don't think so. I think they erupt into flames when they die, don't they?
Turn to ash, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think when they get hit by the sun? I don't know. Every cannon is a little different, right?
Sometimes they just sparkle and kiss high school girls.
That's true. Everyone's favorite kind of vampire.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Leon walks to the forest, and he meets a guy in a hut named Rinaldo. Not like Renaldo, Rinaldo.
R-I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And Rinaldo is an alchemist. And he wants to support Leon in his quest.
Matthias didn't come with Leon?
No.
So he's got he's got a new nerd now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And actually, Rinaldo was trained by Matthias.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All of alchemy was passed down through the Kronquist bloodline. And it was all given orally. So you have to tell someone about alchemy. It's not written down.
Cool, yeah. There's in the Netflix show, which is quite good, the girl is a speaker. They don't write anything down.
Yeah.
And there's a joke about it in the show where she's just, like, reading a bunch of books. She's like, man, we really should have written shit down. It's like, yeah, you really fucking should have.
There's a Pathfinder module, which we're going to be playing next week during our Extra Life 16-hour stream on twitch.tv/theloreboys.
Whoa.
And one of the big sins in goblin culture is writing things down. It's just like considered a sin by the whole village. You get exiled if you do it.
It's a good way for a leader to keep their population stupid. Anyways.
Opposed to slaughtering heretics.
Yeah.
Opposed to passing down potentially, like, probably the most dangerous way to pass down very precise alchemical, like, measurements and stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just a couple drops the wrong way in chemistry can really fucking change some shit, right?
Does anyone know what the goal of alchemy is?
Turn stuff into gold, right?
No.
Turn lions into steel.
No.
Eternal life?
Eternal life. Eternal youth.
Okay.
It's life, but comfortable, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Those are like, in real life, those are like the two reasons people did alchemy. They either tried to make gold out of lead, which is what Isaac Newton died of. He was drinking mercury.
Drinking too much gold?
He was drinking mercury thinking that he could secrete gold through it.
What?
There is a good documentary about Isaac Newton getting all mixed up in alchemy.
Yeah.
He does some cool science stuff, but he also does some stupid science.
Yeah, well, I mean, arguably, his discovery was like, man, apples fall down. Why don't I just drink just mercury?
And calculus, but, you know, apples also.
Yeah.
It's like apples and oranges, right?
Yeah, well, apples.
He never managed to figure out how to compare the two, though. That came afterwards in the 1600s.
Well, you can never, like, I was going to make a calculus joke. I don't think I know enough about it.
He also said calculus.
Yeah. Yeah. What of it?
You can't tell an apple turning into an orange. You can only tell the rate of change and how it's getting there. Or something.
Yeah.
Joked.
We really couldn't derive a joke out of this one.
No, hey. Yeah. Ethan just came from an exam for math, so...
Well, stats.
Oh.
I've done Cal 1 and 2, but stats.
Okay. All right. Well, statistically...
As some people call it,
what are the chances of running into this many alchemists, honestly, Leon?
Actually, there's not that many alchemists, and there's not a great chance. Yeah. But Ronaldo is there. He kind of has a vested interest in getting rid of this vampire, Walter Bernhardt, because we find out later that in the game that his daughter was actually turned into a vampire by Walter. And so he... And Walter ends up having to kill his wife and son because she was being attacked by their daughter, which was now a vampire. So Ronaldo hates vampires, especially Walter.
Right, okay.
So, but Walter allows this guy to live in the forest around him.
Right.
Because it feels like playing with his food. He lets Ronaldo kind of like nurse them to health before they get to the castle, and he just destroys them.
Okay.
Like, Walter is like a beacon of hope, and...
Or Ronaldo's a beacon of hope.
Yeah, exactly. Ronaldo's a beacon of hope. Walter allows him to be there to make the hunt more fun.
Because he's a sadistic fuck.
He's a sport. Yeah. He's a sportsman.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. The Eternal Midnight is terrible for property value as well, so it's not like Ronaldo can even go anywhere.
Yeah, they say he can't sell a house now.
Yeah.
In this economy? Come on.
Yeah.
It's really nice. It's cozy. Sun never comes up. There is a cellar. What was that other thing?
Yeah. Great neighbors.
Yeah, great neighbors.
Great neighbors. Oh, definitely won't kidnap your daughter and turn her into a killing machine that'll kill your wife and son.
No.
Nope.
That seems oddly specific.
I think what actually happened to is like the daughter infected the other two.
Walter, by his own hand.
Ronaldo. Yeah, sorry. Thank you. Yeah, Ronaldo killed his own family because he had to.
They were vampires.
Well, yeah. Because he didn't want to get turned into a vampire himself, right?
Man.
Right? Like, my whole family is a vampire. Like, wouldn't you just become a vampire too?
Yeah, that's true. Like, we can live together forever.
Oh, guess I gotta kill them. They're abominations. I must kill them. I really wish this day would never come. Like, he's got a case that says break glass in case wife turns into vampires. Like, got a stake and a hammer in it.
He's got a little hammer to break the glass with a bigger hammer on the inside. With the stake.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh,
man. That is stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid visual.
So Ronaldo doesn't have a hammer and a stake, but what he does have is the whip of alchemy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, this is the whip that you see in all the games.
Oh, really?
Yep. And it's given to you by Ronaldo in this origin story in 2005 after the game.
Right, sorry, yeah, for some reason I thought it was like, yes, in the distant past of 2005, when in feudal medieval Europe, vampires and alchemy.
No, they give you the origin story of the whip 20 years in real life after the original game came out.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, arguably they never really had to write that in. That's like that new Star Wars where they're just like, here's how he got his laser gun.
That's it, yeah.
Some guy chucked it to him and he caught it.
Yeah, that's it. Yep. It's like all the old games. They were like so little. A lot of old games are like so little on exposition. You're like Mario. It's just like, yep. You know, you're a guy. Go run and jump. And then you get to the end, and it's like, oh, there's a princess
and a dinosaur.
Yeah. So he gets this whip of alchemy, and it's actually was pretty much made through Matthias, because Matthias taught Ronaldo how to make things with alchemy.
Right.
And so this whip would never exist without Matthias.
Okay.
It's cool to know.
Is it made of silver or just regular metal?
It's made of alchemy. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take this. It'll give your opponents lead poisoning. It'll be dead in 20 years.
Yeah. Feed them canned food.
Yeah.
We'll give them lead poisoning now, but when they die, they'll turn to gold.
Hey.
Yeah, I need to give all my enemies lead poisoning so I can turn them into gold after.
Take this lead whip. It'll turn their blood to gold.
So fucking heavy.
Yeah.
I looked at pictures of the whip, and it's like, it's a handle with like a spike on the pommel on the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it looks like almost chained together, really spiky metal.
Hell yeah.
And I was just thinking, there are so many chances that you just whip yourself.
Just fuck yourself up, yeah. Especially if, like, you're like a guy who uses a sword, mm-hmm. and you know how to use a sword. Mm-hmm. And this guy's like, well, you're going to fight this terrible monster. Before you have any time to practice, try this dangerous whip.
Yeah. It's pointy on both ends. Be careful.
It's pointy on both ends and all around.
In other games, they give the protagonist time to practice with this thing, but not this game.
Every other game. That's what his tutorial is, right?
Yeah. So Ronaldo also tells Leon about some goals of alchemy and some goals of alchemy for vampires. So they want to make the Philosopher's Stone, which will grant eternal youth.
Right.
That's okay. The goal. You're combining things in a pot, try and make the Philosopher's Stone.
Okay.
Two stones have been made so far. One trying to make the Philosopher's Stones, but they're kind of like duds, but they still have magical things.
There's not. Okay. Yeah, no eternal youth.
I live forever, but I still age. It's awful.
Yeah. I live forever, but I can't eat garlic. It's awful. Yeah, one of them, it's like you age until you're just this wizard husk. The other one, you can't eat garlic.
Yeah.
Oh, like, that's how vampires came to be.
Yeah. Truly as hell. Exactly. You want some shawarma? He won't admit it to anybody.
It's so dry without hummus.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Could really use some blood.
Yeah.
It's the only way I can keep my fucking shawarma edible.
Yeah.
It just says he's like a celiac. No, I'm a celiac. Can't eat that. But so the two stones that were made so far in attempts to make a Philosopher's Stone was one, the Ebony Stone. The Ebony Stone is the thing that's causing the eternal darkness all around the castle.
Makes sense.
Just make the darkness, that's Ebony Stone.
Okay.
The other one, Crimson Stone. This can house the soul of a vampire and can resurrect a vampire and can do other magic vampire stuff.
Okay. All specific to vampires.
Yeah.
Does it make people into vampires? Did vampires exist before this moment? Or did the stone create the first vampire?
That's not mentioned.
Okay.
But it can help turn people into vampires.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So Ronaldo tells Leon that he must defeat 5 guardians in the castle before he can get to the keep where the vampire is.
Okay.
So video game shit.
Yeah.
That just happened. Yeah. So
a video game occurs.
Yeah.
I can go through it. I think the succubus actually might be the daughter of Ronaldo, which is a boss that you fight. And by defeating her, you kind of avenge his family. By killing his daughter.
Okay.
So
still think he should just be a vampire, but okay.
Yeah. He avenged his family from his family by killing his daughter. Yeah.
Yes. That was no longer his daughter because she had cold blood and slept upside down.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
No daughter of mine, damn it! We sleep on the ground in this house, lady!
We're very old-fashioned.
Yeah.
I avenged your family by killing the demon that killed them. It's like, my family was killed by my daughter. Oh. You could have just broken the curse, probably.
Yeah.
Ooh, I choked her to death with that whip you gave me.
I don't know if this is canon in all vampire universes, but in this one, if you kill the vampire that turned the other one into a vampire, then you release the curse of them.
That is an old enough trope that's how the Mr. Burns vampire worked in the Simpsons episode.
Okay.
So that's established enough canon. Like, you kill the head vampire.
Yeah.
And then
you break the line,
die. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a lot of things. Game of Thrones, you beat the white, and then all his little servants die.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Unplug your router, and you can't get internet anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah. Remind me not to let my router bite me.
Yeah.
That's why they need to bring a technician in to set up internet.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, but your idiot technician drilled a hole through the middle of your wall.
Yeah. The router was snapping at him.
Yeah,
it's something done quick. You know?
It was above my pay grade. Oh damn it! I forgot my whip.
Yeah, didn't he call you?
Yeah. Anyways, Leon goes through all this and he opens Walter's door and he demands that Sarah is released. Sarah being his fiance.
Okay. I don't know if you had mentioned that.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
So Elisabetta was Matthias's wife. And Sarah is the fiance of Leon.
Okay.
Yeah. So Leon's like really mad and he's like, give me back my fiance. And Walter just says, sure, you can have her. I'm done with her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ew, yuckers.
Yeah.
I've eaten my fill.
So she dead?
She's alive. She's bitten.
Oh.
Leon gets really mad and just starts to try and whip her. Oh, not her. Sorry.
It was like, wow. Yeah. Leon. Priorities, man.
Yeah. You turned my fiance into a vampire? I'm going to beat the shit out of her.
I know it's the 11th century, but come on,
Jesus,
man.
Yeah.
I love how where you guys, like, okay, anyway, we're going to get there. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like where you're going.
with the needless wife beating. But follow me here.
Jamie's just like, man, after the show, we'll talk more about wife beating, guys.
But she was asking for it, and I don't mean that in a misogynist way.
She was begging for it.
She wanted.
We'll get there. Okay.
She went to see Walter.
So Walter throws his fiance back at him and says, I don't need her. Leon's like completely mad. He's like, what do you mean you don't need my wife anymore or my fiance anymore? Like, what do you mean you've used her already? So he goes to whip him with the alchemy whip.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't do anything.
Oh no.
Is she, holy fuck, hang on a second. Is she like cameo or something now?
She's the philosopher's stone.
Is
no,
she a philastery?
She's just bit.
Oh, okay.
She just bit. But
teensy bit.
Leon was like really mad, so he tries to attack. Then Walter kind of like goes off into the next room, being like, come join me in the castle keep and we can fight for real. And Leon's like, no, I'm going to go take care of my fiance.
Yeah. Nah, peace, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't you come in here and fight me like a real man? Like, no.
I'm good. Yeah. I got what I came for.
You just gave her back.
Yeah. Ronaldo, you good? Yeah, my daughter's still dead.
I know I killed her. You're welcome, by the way, for the vengeance.
Thanks.
So he actually goes back to Ronaldo's cabin with his fiance. They put her down in the room, lay her down, and be like,
not put her down, but
no.
Okay.
No, not yet. And then they let her lay down. And
I'm sorry, your fiance twisted her ankle. We're gonna have to put her down.
We're gonna have to put her down.
This is where Ronaldo, you guys guessed it, but discovered the bite marks.
Yeah. Oh.
And Ronaldo's like, okay. This
he
is
rescued
bad.
Her from Vampire Keep and didn't make at least one quick neck check.
No.
What? He's not the smart one. He's not the brains of the operation.
Yeah, no.
He's the fighter. Yeah.
Before I go in there, Ronaldo, is there anything I should remember?
No. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Leaves. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait. Oh, right. The vampires.
Yeah. Comes back to Ronaldo's cabin, dragging his fiance unconscious by the hair.
Yeah.
He's just covered in, like two holes, like, all over his body, like chicken pox. Like,
he's been bitten.
I don't know, Ronaldo. They sure were bitey in there.
Yeah. One thing I forgot to mention. Yeah.
Such little teeth won't hurt me.
So this is actually the part of the story where you start to find out more about vampires a bit, because you have the whip of alchemy, and you're like, Ronaldo, why didn't that work? Because the vampire's too strong. But what would work is that your fiance now has a bit of Walter inside of her because she was bit. So if you were to kill your fiance, you could take that power to go kill the vampire.
Right.
And he's like, no. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Hey, dude. I know the only reason you were mad at the vampire is because he took your fiance away. But if you kill her, you go kill that vampire.
Yeah.
Yeah. That vampire who you're, again, only mad at because he took your fiance away,
yeah.
You could take your own fiance away and go kill him.
Yeah. Okay. No, yeah. That was my reaction, too. Wait, what? This is so backwards.
What kind of fucking suggestion is that?
Yeah.
Okay, Ronaldo. You sure this will work, eh, boss?
Yeah. Yeah. So he does tell him that, and Leon's like, of course, like, I couldn't do that. Like, this is... Why would I have come all this way just to kill my fiance, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Right then, the fiance comes out of the hut, and she was listening the whole time.
Oh.
And
with her vampire ears.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, this whole time, it's been a test before I marry you. I wanted to make sure you would never kill me if I got kidnapped by a vampire and
little
bitten.
Little sticker peels off. Yeah. Drawn on vampire bites.
Actually, the opposite. Oh. She's like...
You should have killed me.
You need to kill me.
Oh.
Because... If this is the only way we can beat Walter, this needs to be done. I already feel my blood turning cold. I feel my emotions, like, dulling. I feel not human. I feel religion floating away from me. Please kill me now, and my soul will live in your whip of alchemy.
Before I become a Twitter atheist, please kill me.
And they'll be together. They'll sort of together. Like, he'll be in her... Like, he'll be in the... She will be in the whip.
Right.
And he will wield the whip. And that will defeat the vampire.
Boy, this sure will make it less. This sure will make it more sexy when I choke myself while masturbating.
And that's how Leon Belmont died. Ronaldo found him in the closet, tied up, no pants, still wearing full knight armor though.
In the castle, like right outside Walter's room. Like, oh boy, sure, I'm stressed going into this one. Maybe just a quick pit stop.
Just real quick.
It's just like the spikes dug into his neck from the whip.
And yeah, so I guess she could also go to heaven if Walter was beaten too, because then she gets released from this curse.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So she's like, otherwise, I'm dying anyways, or I'm going to be a vampire forever. Kill me now.
Hell on earth, hell in hell, or you kill the guy and I go free.
Exactly. So that was the only option. Leon's like, I watched the cutscene for this today, and he's like, no, like, I couldn't do it. Ronaldo's like, you have to do it. You know you have to do it. Like, it's not a matter of this. It's like a matter of your constitution. Are you able to do this or not? And she's like, kill me, daddy. And he goes... and he whips her, and she is absorbed into the four-foot extension of his manhood.
Okay.
Okay.
And
I get the metaphor.
Yeah. And he gets his alchemy whip becomes the vampire slayer.
Okay.
And it in-game becomes stronger, does more damage against vampires.
It's a new like
fiance installed damage up.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
It's a new shade, basically.
Yeah, this is really bad though.
If you kill the rest of your family members, you get more buffs.
Yeah, that's it.
Leon's really mad now because he had to sacrifice his fiance, so to free her, he's going to go kill Walter.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's mad.
I mean, yeah.
He's mad he's ever even in this situation.
That sounds right.
Okay, so Leon, he goes on into the castle, and he goes into the castle keep, and he fights Walter.
Who's been waiting in that room the entire time?
Yeah, follow me. He's got eternity, like.
That's true.
He's like, standing at a balcony, like overlooking like absolute dark, just like on his feet, like asleep.
I was thinking he like rotates in a chair, but he's covered in cobwebs now because he's been sitting still so long.
He like speaks, like dust comes out of his mouth. Like.
As someone who's been playing a lot of Skyrim lately, vampire dust would definitely come out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a
which you can use in alchemy.
Yep. Exactly. It's all connected.
Bringing it back.
Is Skyrim
is Castlevania Skyrim?
Does Skyrim lizards?
Yeah. After this episode, I'm going to marry someone and kill them with a mace to see if it does anything.
Okay, good.
All right, yeah.
Because a mace is the closest equivalent in Skyrim to a whip.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I'm inclined to agree.
We should do that.
Yep. So Leon goes and defeats Walter. In Walter's final moments, he says that I'm never going to die. My soul will be picked up and put into the Crimson Stone, and I will be
revived. Saw that one coming.
Yeah. And
you idiot. The only way I could actually die is if you go break that stone over there.
I was just thinking, he just kills him and just gets absorbed. He's like, okay, throws into a lake.
It's like a Philosopher's Stone light. Like, it'll only revive you as a vampire. And you'll be sort of all around forever, but not young and happy. More like dusty and pale.
Okay.
But
This is a major inconvenience for me.
This is like a Nosferatu sort of thing.
So the Grim Reaper Death shows up.
Okay.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, that
ominous.
Shows up more than once in the series, by the way.
Yeah, he's one of the bosses of the first one.
Well, dude, you can show up for my wife, but you show up for this jerk off.
Yeah. Well, I guess you claimed her soul, so the Grim Reaper couldn't.
Oh. Yeah. Bitch, fight me for her. 1v1 me.
Yeah. Death. 1v1 me. Death arrives at...
He's like stump tripping over coffee. He's like, what'd I miss?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Sorry, I'm late. Fuck, you've been killing a lot, man.
Yeah. Yeah, and he goes to take the soul, and Walter expects it to go into the Crimson Stone, but Death passes it off to the king of the Crimson Stone, the new wielder of the Crimson Stone, Matthias.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Your best friend.
Depressed guy.
Yes. Matthias.
But why?
We find out that everything up to this point was orchestrated by Matthias.
Oh, no.
The kidnapping, the monsters showing
up. His wife dying?
His wife died. No. Elisabetta?
Mm-hmm.
She died. And this made Matthias go rogue.
He wants to bring her back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Matthias, no, he doesn't want to bring her back. He can't bring her back. So he wants revenge on God himself. So he does this by turning himself into a vampire and escaping death as the first step.
Take that, God. Yeah. Now we'll never meet.
I spit in the face of thee.
He is the Crimson Stone and Walter's soul, puts them together in an alchemy pot, and turns himself into a vampire.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Been there.
Yep.
Yeah, up high.
So Matthias, your best friend all up to this point, is responsible for your fiance being dead, responsible for all these people dying from monsters, all of this hardship that you've gone through. And Matthias did this just for revenge, for like such a petty, well, his wife died, but now he's dragging everyone
down. Yeah. It's pretty petty to kill your wife just because his wife died.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, dude. It's too bad your wife got bit by vampires. You should probably kill her.
Yeah. Look, I know we've been friends for a long time, but it really upsets me seeing you with your fiance, considering my wife just died. Would you mind if I just, like, sent her to a vampire castle to be bitten and you'd have to kill her? Like, if we're friends, you'll say, yeah, it's cool, man. Like,
terrible Facebook messages at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
he's really just not a good dude.
No, clearly.
He's bad dude. Mm. And like his
no one with a name like Kronquist could be a good guy.
Kronquist, yeah, exactly.
I saw it coming from a mile away.
Master of Alchemy. I actually looked up what he looks like, and he is kind of like attractive and stuff like that. But the Master of Alchemy, you picture like a witch with a bumpy nose kind of thing.
Yeah, I was picturing white hair, old man, maybe a little balding.
No, it's like anime cool guy.
Oh
sword.
Shit,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, Matthias, he also invites Leon to join him as a vampire now. Says, we're best friends.
Yeah, your wife's dead too.
I don't know that in common.
I don't know how it happened, but why don't you join me, brother?
That's pretty much exactly his reasoning. Like, you're in the same situation as me now. Let's get back at God.
Yeah.
We're the best team ever. And, so Leon says no.
Eat this scary rock.
Leon doesn't do it.
I don't know, Matthias.
Yeah.
Father told me I wasn't supposed to talk to vampires.
I'm like sad, but not turn into a vampire.
So Leon refused. He's not into it. He doesn't want to become a vampire, especially because of the promise he kept to Sarah to destroy Walter's soul. If he became a vampire too, then she would just live in a whip and never get to meet her god.
And that's bad.
That's not good, yeah.
Live in a whip?
Yeah, well,
that's true, yeah, okay.
Her soul's in the whip, right?
Okay, okay.
She's living how she died.
A whip.
Yeah. You could say she's a whip away from heaven.
I don't think that's an expression.
No, but it's like kind of like that song from The Lion King.
A whip away.
I couldn't figure it out. Yeah.
In the forest, the blackened forest. A vampire.
Leon chokes his wife.
He wants to destroy Matthias, like his best friend, to get rid of that soul.
Yeah.
Matthias is like, peace, I'm out. Because I guess he's not full vampire yet, so he wants to go, like...
Leon, I thought you'd be cool with this.
Yeah.
What am I going to be cool with this?
Yeah, he killed... Yes, my fiance's dead. I have nothing left. Yeah, my best friend. I can't even go home to my best friend now.
No, both our wives are dead. We could hang out more.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And if neither one of us ever died... We can hang out forever, bro. We can be bros forever.
We can stay alive for the next 1,000 years till they invent the N64.
Yeah.
Play some Smash.
Yeah. Let's go grab a couple shots of O negative and get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a loser, dude.
Yeah, he sucks. Matthias takes off. He ends up going to a foreign land far away to kind of gather his strength.
Transylvania?
But, yeah, well, I guess...
No, we're in Transylvania.
We're in Transylvania. Yeah. It just states that he goes away. He
came to America.
Yeah, yeah. How he leaves, it isn't specified. He just leaves to go gather his power.
Okay. Probably on horseback, given the technology of the date.
Yeah. He later becomes Dracula.
Oh!
He changes his name to Gasp. Dracula. This is the first...
I would've guessed.
Yeah, it's the first iteration of Dracula.
I figured it would've played way more into the actual Vlad legend.
So he got... He got Walter's soul in the Ruby Soulstone.
In the Crimson Soulstone.
Crimson
Soulstone. Yeah, or Crimson Soulstone.
Becomes Dracula.
Yes.
Does he do something with that soul?
I think he takes the soul to become... Like, those were the two components. You needed a vampire soul and the stone to become a vampire himself.
So it's kind of like Matthias, and it's also kind of like Walter reincarnated?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. And he becomes, like, the king of all vampires, the king of the knights.
Yeah.
He's just, like... Big dude vampire after all.
Okay, yeah.
Big vampire dick energy.
Once a knight, now king of the knights.
Yeah. I guess we're not quite done with Leon here, but I can talk about the projection of what Dracula becomes. If anyone doesn't know, there's a Dracula pretty much in every single game, which is the main bad guy.
Yeah.
There's a couple differences where, like, there's a shaman named Shaft who is the bad guy.
Not sweet.
Yeah. He's the baddest mother.
The shaman named Shaft. He tries to defeat one of the Belmonts to end the Belmont line so that nobody can beat Dracula's anymore.
Leon remarries, what with the Belmont line. Yeah. Unless it's like, and then we go to his brother who had a much happier life.
It's unspecified.
He fucks his whip, dude.
Yeah.
Leon, I guess before I get to the end game, I'll finish up Leon's little arc here. He defeats Death because Matthias leaves
room
and he's just with Death. Oh. He beats Death, but not like kills Death, because I guess Death can't die.
Yeah, what's he gonna do? Fire
what is
himself?
Dead cannot die.
Yeah. So Death is like leaving and Matthias
he's leaving. He's just like beaten up on the schoolyard. He's like, my mom's coming to pick me up.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
That's pretty much it.
He's got like mud on his robes.
Yeah. And then Leon the bully points at him and says, I want you to deliver a message to Matthias. And this is a quote from the game.
Okay.
He says, you have become a cursed thing, and I will never forgive you. This whip and my kinsmen will destroy you someday. From this day on, the Belmont clan will hunt the night. So he just claims that his family will forever hunt Dracula. Or, at this time, Matthias Conquest. Yeah.
So, I don't know if you know this, but Symphony of the Night, you play... You don't play a Belmont?
You play as Alucard for a chunk of it.
Which is Dracula's son, right?
Dracula's son. Dracula has a love interest at a certain point.
Yeah. Not with a Belmont. Okay.
And they have Alucard. Alucard, who is half vampire, half human.
Yeah.
Half vampire, half love interest. I gotcha.
has to rescue himself a lot.
His mom, who is a human, gets tried for being a witch and burned alive.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sets off Dracula. Dracula gets real mad. Alucard, in her dying wish, like she tells her son while she's about to be burned, like, tell your dad not to get too mad at humans. Yeah. Humans aren't so bad. And that's what Alucard tells Dracula right before he defeats him. But Dracula...
Never become your father, kid.
Yeah. Dracula never dies. Dracula...
You just... Ruby Soulstone.
Sort of. I didn't really read how he does it, but he goes away. And then after usually about 100 years, when people's religion starts to fade...
Okay.
He reappears.
Oh, okay.
So, the old cycle of religion. That's why there's no religions on Earth older than 100 years.
Yeah. It's because of Dracula.
I think of it more of, like, not that the religion goes away, but people start to, like, doubt themselves. Yeah. Like, kind of like It with Stephen King. Like, as soon as the kids start to get scared, that's whenever the monster shows up.
Okay. Yeah, and then he turns back into an alien mantis, and they beat him with sticks.
They beat him by fucking. Yeah. So if people start to have premarital...
Oh, yeah.
If you have premarital sex, then monsters start to show up, basically.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, because when you first mentioned the Crimson Stone, I had an image of Dracula in Symphony of the Night with like a necklace with a big ruby stone set in the middle.
It could
as soon as you... I didn't mention it because I was like, I don't know if that's just bullshit that I just made up in my head because you said Crimson Soulstone or Crimson Stone and
I'm trying to think because this whole plot line with Alucard and the mom being burned at the stake is in the Netflix show.
Oh yeah, that's Symphony of the Night. Like that's not even close to this game. That's like I think
it's in the 1400s.
Yeah, this is
or
like
the show is at least.
Okay. Alucard, I think he comes after like game 7 in the chronology of this actual thing. Like Alucard is way down the line. We follow Belmont
so after the first game.
Yeah, maybe.
Which you said was 6th.
Yeah, so I've
been paying attention.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that exactly. I wouldn't quote me on it.
Okay.
I was like, it's after the first one, I'm pretty sure. Somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the box blurb.
Yeah, that's it.
Castlevania, Symphony of the Night, after the first.
Yeah. Chronologically, after the first.
James Miller.
But, so this is the next cycle of the few games. There is the Alucard game. There is a game where I think you play as someone who's trying to beat Shaft. But mostly it's following the bloodline of the Belmonts.
Okay.
Defeating Dracula every 100 years. There's one, like Shaft tries to beat one of the Belmonts so that you could end the line of Belmonts so nobody could defeat Dracula. There's this one part, I think in the second game, where you put together all the pieces of Dracula to banish him forever, but you forget the Fang, and then the Fang, like, he comes together, and the Fang makes Dracula, and Dracula fights you. There's, like, a lot of really weird stuff going on. Yeah.
He melds, like, all his body parts except for the Fang, and he turns into this, like, horrible Pablo Picasso. Like, all the pieces of him are just broken, like, an arm coming out of his hip. And he's like, I'll get you for this, Belmont.
Oh, man, there's some little vampire detail I'm forgetting.
What is it?
What is it? Two eyes, one nose, two arms.
Is it something to do with the mouth? Do they have tongues? I can't remember.
Yeah,
they have tongues.
Fuck, yeah. I put a tongue in there.
Yeah, put a tongue in there. But
That's Castlevania 2. I don't know where it is in the chronology. I didn't bother to look them all up because it is pretty ridiculous.
It's like reconstructing a fossil where he puts the one fang on his nose. He's like, Draculas have horns, right?
Yeah. Konami also reserves the right to change the order of these at any moment, too. So if there's another Castlevania... They could call it the one before the first or the second or the whatever.
Just putting them in
Christ,
whatever.
Yeah.
But Konami did come out with a timeline fairly early before people started to. They're like, this is how it happened.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah.
Okay. Is Simon's Quest a prequel? Castlevania 2?
Simon's Quest is a game you play with small children.
What?
Where you say, Simon says, go on this quest, and then the children have to do it. But if you don't say Simon says, then and the children do it, then they get disqualified.
Oh,
Simon
says,
go harvest 12 chicken eggs.
Yeah.
Bang your head against this wall and get picked up by a tornado.
Yeah, exactly.
Simon says, kill your fiance in order to save her.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I guess I have to.
Yeah.
And now kill your fiance with the alchemy whip. All right. Oh, I didn't say Simon says.
She's dead anyway. You're like, disqualified. Like, come on, no. No. Oh, shucks.
You're asking if Simon's Quest is a prequel to a game, maybe. It's the one we talked about today. Something Lament. Lament of Innocence.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
This is the first canon game. There's nothing before this.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of games that are just not even part of the canon. They're like, that doesn't really make sense.
Like Mega Man 9, not part of the Castlevania canon.
Yeah.
A lot of games, not part of this.
You know what? You could have said anything, but Mega Man 9 actually is part of the canon.
Pokemon Red, not part of the canon. Pokemon Blue,
part
of the canon.
Yeah.
That's why when you go back and you have to kill Mewtwo with your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you catch all the Pokemon.
Yeah. Zubat shows up.
No!
But that's pretty much the game I wanted to talk about. It's cool to know that this all started from two best friends. One of the best friend's wife dies. He kills the best friend's fiance. So then he becomes Dracula forever, trying to beat God. And you're the guy who just got the shit out of the stick and now forever are going to try killing vampires with your family.
That is fun.
That is.
If we ever get engaged, you want to do that, James?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
One of you has to kill the other person.
One of us has to kill the other person and then ensure that our bloodline will continue to kill the other person every time they resurrect.
Forever.
Yeah.
Forever. Only temporarily, though. Yeah. Dracula just gets banished?
Imagine, I don't know. Imagine that castle, though, where all the kinsmen of Leon live. Oh, that's almost a band.
Kings of Leon?
Yeah,
Kinsmen of Leon.
That wasn't even a joke, but just a row of kids just with whips.
Yeah.
Just trying to get this going, like garlic in every food that they eat.
Yeah.
Like,
mallets in glass cases with smaller mallets.
Yeah.
All over the place. Yeah.
Everywhere, yeah. All of the women are just like protected, like in the middle of the castle because they're just worried.
Yeah, it's like a maximum security prison, basically. Yeah.
Protecting you from the outside world.
Yeah. Our one weakness, having our wives kidnapped so that we have to kill them.
Oh, why do we fall for this every time?
that's pretty much the beginning of Castlevania.
Very spooky.
That the same whip gets passed on from time to time. So it's everyone's great, 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 not grandmother's soul in the whip.
Yeah.
It's my great, 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 great grandfather's love.
Yeah,
because they didn't even procreate, but
you
would have had to.
Meanwhile, the fiance is there, like, man, I kind of wish you'd kept me alive at this point. Really thought I was going to heaven.
Really thought you guys would manage to beat Dracula at some point.
Yeah,
boy, did I bet on the wrong horse.
Yeah, it's so true because he just keeps coming back to life with Walter's soul, so she never.
You think Leon, like, because like obviously he remarried or whatever. Do you think like he like ever used the whip, like? In a fun way on his new wife?
No.
For kinky things?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, hit me with your dead fiance.
Yeah, that's so. Now I think it was the new wife's. The new wife actually made sure the Crimson Stone stayed safe, so his old wife could never come back or go to heaven. Yeah, go to heaven. I guess. Yeah. She's just trapped there forever. She is just the worst off out of all of them. I think
she does get to kill a lot of demons, though. Kind of.
Yeah.
She gets to meet all her fiance's grandkids that he had with another woman.
Can't be comfortable though. Imagine she just still has human sensations, like someone's just holding her feet and whipping her around.
Oh my god. Just swinging her head. Like every time you get that sonic boom crack, it's just like her neck going like so
dizzy.
So dizzy, yeah.
She's like, if I could vomit, I would.
Yeah. constant spirit vomit.
Just smaller whips.
The music's really great in all these Castlevania games. If you're ever bored, just look up any of their OSTs and they're all good.
That's it. That's okay. All I know.
That's one of them,
Okay, that's the first one.
I played the first one in an arcade, and it is incredibly hard.
It's old school Nintendo hard.
Yeah, very hard.
Yeah, because the game's only like fucking 35 minutes long, but it just crushes you every second to make sure it's like, you know, you'll get your $60 worth or whatever it was. Your $60-$80 worth. $80s rather.
Yeah. Played in an arcade cabinet, and like I was trying my hardest. I played for like 2 hours, and I think I got to the first boss, like barely.
Oh, fuck that.
Anyways, that's hard, you guys. That's spooky.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
We're having, so this is coming out on Wednesday.
Yep.
If you're listening, this Saturday we are doing a 16-hour charity stream to benefit Montreal Children's Hospital. Operation Enfant Soleil.
Enfant Soleil, yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're doing that. So if you want to donate, come on by. If you don't want to donate and want to keep us company, because we don't have a ton of people on our Twitch stream, but we have seemingly a lot more people who listen to this. So
Yeah,
if you want to stop by for 5 minutes, say hi. We'll be there all day, barring bathroom breaks, I suppose.
Starting at about 8 in the morning Eastern time on November 3rd, correct?
Help us cure
November
childhood 3rd, vampirism.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll get garlic in every home and a whip in every daycare.
And a wife in every whip.
And we just recently hit 10,000 downloads.
On one of our hosts, actually.
So
beyond that already, but...
Yeah, we
can prove we're at 10,000.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. Now we have the numbers to back it up, because we were on Libsyn, hosted by Libsyn originally. I know this isn't the most exciting thing to hear, but it's exciting to us. You know, the first time a number says 10,000. I've never seen the number 10,000 before.
Me neither.
All of a sudden,
I hesitate to believe. Is this going to be like a Y2K thing? The podcast rolls over.
Yeah, exactly. we're gonna reset all the banks. Everybody's credit's going to zero all of a sudden.
Yeah. Lore boys forgot to carry the one or something.
I was gonna say, man, the only time I've seen 10,000 or up, it's my school debt. So let's reset those banks.
Oh no, it doesn't apply to student loans.
Every time, just like bankruptcy.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, thank you everybody for getting us this far. I mean, now we'll have, it is because obviously, thank you already for getting us to 10,000, because we do have an old chart that has 1,085 on it from Libsyn, and now we're at, last time I checked was 9,995 on Pippa, which is our current host. So thank you already, but it's going to be really cool to see that, opposed to having to do math, which is for nerds.
Exactly.
And you did enough math today already, Ethan.
Exactly. I had a midterm. If you want to reach me online, I'm at Ethan the Dead Man. Twitter's the best place to do it. If you want to check out all the episodes, we do have a blog at theloreboys.com. When we start making more content, there will be more content up there eventually.
Yeah, all we really need is time. Not lacking in passion.
Yeah, exactly. And James...
Well, if you'd like to passionately whip me with your wife, you could do it.
Trust me. You do.
You really do.
You can find me, JAYMILLK64 on PSN, and TLB_JMIL, JAYMIL, on Instagram.
Yeah, come on, get it out.
The Lore Boys is us on .com is our thing. And at the end of...
Weird way to say that.
At the end of twitch.tv. And that's how you find us.
Twitch.tv/TheLoreBoys.
The Lore Boys.
That's where we'll be this Saturday, November 3rd, for Extra Life.
Yeah.
Streaming for charity.
Come drop us a little nugget of charity juice over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Peter, where can I find you?
At Pete O'Donohue on Twitter. I do the artwork. I'm the cartoonist at theloreboys.com. Mm-hmm. Again, thanks, everybody. Obviously, keep listening. I hope you keep enjoying it. Give us some feedback. Review us on the old iTunes, because that helps with the algorithm. Push us up there so other people discover it. Obviously, share it with your friends. Thank you for
friends,
already doing that as well. So.
And if you want to support us financially,
yep,
we do offer Lore Boys Premium. As anybody who follows us closely, you probably know that none of us are engaged, and maybe it just won't happen for us. But if it ever does, we are promising you the first one of us to get engaged is offering up their wife for you to kidnap. We're not going to help you out with it. We haven't picked a Matthias yet. Maybe we will in the future.
Yeah,
but if you kidnap our future hypothetical fiancés, we will come to your castle and hit you with a whip.
Yeah. And then when we take her back, we will kill her.
But this is only available to Loreboys premium subscribers, so slap down that Visa or MasterCard. Yeah. Give us $39.99 a month for the indefinite future until one of us gets engaged.
Yeah, and it's really on you to leave incremental power-ups in wherever you're keeping her to.
It'd be irresponsible not to.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's kind of on you to get us engaged as well, so...
just set up the whole thing for me, fuck.
Yeah, if you know any cute boys or girls who like destitute podcast hosts, hit us up. Yeah.
You're just asking people who want to kidnap people to ask them to marry us so they can kidnap them.
Yeah,
you're just okay. Yeah, we're doing that. That's what we're doing.
Why would you want to kidnap somebody if they weren't engaged to me? I can't understand that.
FBI is gonna listen to this episode.
Well, more downloads.
That's true.
I don't anything for the downloads, baby.
As long as you're downloading, I guess it doesn't really matter what your intentions are.
Yeah. That's it, yeah. How big of a like scandal can we cause here? I want the whole department downloading us.
We can just mail podcasts to all the Democrats.
And that constitutes a Loreboys.
Kaboom. Yeah.
Castlevania.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.